Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, y'all, what's up? It's your homeboy TTV, man, Tone the Bishop, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here doing what we do best, you know what I'm saying? I got a legend coming through straight out the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? The big homie RBX, you know what I'm saying? If you like me, you've been a fan of his for years, you heard? And we're just going to be rocking with him, see what he got going on and what he got coming up, you know what I'm saying? And we're just going to get a little bit of history lesson on him, you know what I'm saying? And how he just came in and just built his name up, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get it cracking. What's up, big homie? How you feeling?
Man, I'm chilling, bro, you know, riding around, putting out fires, starting fires.
That's what's up, man. So tell us, man, how long, you know what I'm saying, what made you want to pick up the mic, man, to just start killing?
Well, it didn't really start out that way. I started out as a DJ, you dig, 1200 turntables and the Newmark mixer, and I was getting my scratch on real tough. And we came into this little battle situation, and some of my troops didn't show up to get on the mic. So I just put a beat on and then jumped on the mic and did what I had to do. And then after I was done, some of my cast was like, you kind of sound nice. You need to be you more better MC than a DJ. So I just listened to the homies and just was like, okay, they ain't looking at my DJ skills. I'm going to get my MC on.
Wow. Okay. So was it like a big transgression, you know what I'm saying, for you go from a DJ to, like, you know what I'm saying, one of like
no,
a top
no,
MC?
Not at all. I'm all into the arts, bro. Whether it be pop locking, it be scratching, DJing, graffiti on the wall. Only thing I really didn't really get down with the breakdance, and I couldn't be spinning because I try to stay too clean. And I just, you know, I'm a well-built dad, and I'm like, yeah, I can't be spinning on my brand new Levi's or my brand new, you know, Nikes and whatnot. So I wasn't trying to get on the ground and do nothing. But, yeah, the rest, graffiti, popping, DJing and MCing, yeah, that was my things. I specialize and thrive in that.
Oh, okay, cool, man. That's what's up. So, like, who was, like, probably, like, some of your influences as far as, like, hip-hop is concerned?
Well, the old-school influences, like the rap brothers that was really getting down, the Cold Crush brothers, you know.
Right.
I was pretty into that when I was young. Some of my cats came from Mount Vernon when I was, like, in 11th grade, and he brought, like, a Cold Crush tape. And Cool Moe D battling everybody, and you know, the Treacherous Street, the Furious Five. I mean, all the groups, Ultramagnetic, all that. That was all my stuff. And then out this way, it was Chris the Glove and Ice-T. You feel me? Dr. Dre, N.W.A. The whole little whoop 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 goddamn. And then you know, my folks, Snoop and whatnot. So it just all just kind of like bubbled the way it bubbled.
Cool, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, like when we first heard you, you know what I'm saying, we was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? My man got like a powerful voice. So, like, how did you create like your style for you to stand out like from everybody else?
Just be me. I don't be really, you know, like a lot of cats listen to other rap dudes and woo woo woo. I mean, I might be in a club and hear your joint, but if I'm at the crib, I'll probably be having something on, you know, some jazz or something, some Gil Scott Heron, rest in peace, you feel me, some Temptations, that old stuff. So when I get ready to do my rapping and my writing, I ain't influenced by what nobody else is doing because I ain't really heard them. So that's why I always come off different because I'm just in my zone.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying, being on the West Coast, like, from the time you came in the game and, like, to now, like, what's the difference, you know what I'm saying, with the MCs on that side now?
Well, the MC right now, I ain't really heard no MCs. It's a couple cats that's getting down rapping. You know, Kendrick is doing his thing.
Right.
The cat that's in the hood I don't know if people heard him yet. His name was brand name. He rapping. You feel me? Technique from Long Beach. He rapping.
Right.
He's rapping. He's doing his thing. I mean, they rapping. They not distributing. I mean, they not doing that shit. They doing real MC shit. So, you know, I respect that. Some of the younger cats, they don't have the history lesson to what rap is. So they thinking they can just go out there and do that little pop swing thing and their little crazy little dances. That's getting them over, but that make them one hit wonders, and that shit really don't last.
Okay, cool, man. That's what's up. So, like, from the time, like, when you started on the Chronic, you know what I'm saying, like,
uh-huh.
How was that experience being in there with, you know what I'm saying, Dre, DOC, and all them cats?
It was just like being in a room with your cousins and your family members, you know, with nobody, like, superstar status. Everybody was regular, you feel me? You're going to get bagged on. And if your outfit ain't right, you're going to get clowned. If you go to sleep, the homies going to put all kind of weird pictures around you and take pictures while you sleep and snoring and stick them up on the wall. Regular, it's like family-oriented. It wasn't nothing, you know, on special. It was just like being with your folks.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man.
You love the music.
Straight up, because when y'all came out with that, man, wait, was you expecting that kind of response, you know what I'm saying, when that came out? And for it to be like one of the coldest classics ever,
actually,
you know what I'm saying?
Actually, no, I didn't. I ain't going to lie to you. You feel me?
Right.
When the record got released, I was naive as fuck. I thought it was hot, you know, but
right.
I didn't have no idea what it was going to do. And me and the homegirl one day just happened to just, you know, get out. I think it was probably about 3 or 4, maybe about a week after the album had been released. So all the hyperbole was up. Everything was good. Me and the homegirl, we shoot the Venice Beach, woo, 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 woo. And I smoke my kush, so I'm loaded. But I'm noticing that every car that we pull up is bumping the Chronic. I mean, everybody. Like everybody,
right.
it was all the SA homies. It was white folks, you know. It was Middle Eastern folks. All my Armenian homies. Any car we pulled up to was bumping the Chronic, and I'm thinking, damn. Like
right.
How they get that so quick? And I just wasn't sinking in. So one day I was watching MTV, and they was talking about it. They said this album, the Chronic, is super, is flying off the charts. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm on that. And
right.
So, yeah, it's one of those. So I just went on about my regular thing, and then things start changing slowly. Some for the better, some not so better, but we take it all in stride and just keep it moving.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man, because y'all really, like, shaped the game, you know what I'm saying, as far as when that sound came out. So, like, straight up, man. So, like, with your solo projects for you dropping, like, you know what I'm saying, the X-Files in 95, you know what I'm saying, and the other couple of solos, like, what's your favorite solo album that you put out?
The one I'm working on right now, Exodus.
Okay. So what's going to make that stand out from the, you know, saying the other joints that you put out?
My creative genius and my lyrical, my sporty lyrical wordplay with these upgraded beats, with my new outlook on life and my new concepts, is just going to be a whole different thing. So, you know, and I'm working on it with more focus and concentration than I did the previous situations. You know, we'll go in and knock them out, be done and be out. But this is, I'm premeditating it. So I'm just sitting and plotting and getting it right and pondering and waiting till I hit it with the precise words and beats. It's going to be a select choice.
Cool. And so who you got on there and what production, you know what I'm saying, you getting for this project?
Well, I'm still working on it, so I can't say who's going to be on there. All the who's, you know what I'm saying? I got a wish list, but I really want to speak on things because you got to get some business and paperwork solidified. You don't want to get talking too much before everything get locked down and paperworked up and for real. But
right.
That's what we're working on. It's going to be the Exodus, and I'm going to drop this new block mix, the Equinox, just before I dropped the album to get all get everything nice and bubbly and fluffy. And then they're going to be like, okay, that's the new X sound that I'm in with the album, and bust their head out wide open again.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. So, like, when could we be expecting that?
I don't know. Probably in a couple months. I don't know when it's going to release. It'll be done in about a month. Then we just got to work on the business and see what's going on with that. And then the mixtape will probably drop in about a month as well. So
cool. Hopefully
the album will be right after the mixtape. Not to mention I got a rock album as well. That's called Liquid Metal. Yeah, but that's on some Rage Against the Machine type shit.
Cool, man. That's what's up. Hey, so how long you been working on the metal album, you know?
The metal album is done. The metal album, the EP is already done. It's called Liquid Metal. I've been doing some promotion, but we want to find a proper channel for it because it's so big. We want to make sure we contain it correctly and make sure we, you know, do everything that we're supposed to do. See, previously, I would just do things and trust people to handle what they handle, you know, as far as administration and all this stuff, but, you know, people will let you down. So I had to learn how to administrate and kind of, you know, keep my own production going on. So I've learned that and mastered that. So now it's just time to put it all together and then pop off.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. It seems like, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, taking control of your whole avenue. You know what I'm saying? And really putting
part of life here. Control your brand. You ain't got nothing to control. A lot of cats run around talking about they this, they that. But, yeah, not really. I mean, for example, and I don't mean no disrespect in no kind of way, but look at what happened with Baby or Lil Wayne. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you don't have it locked down from the jump, there's always going to be somebody in your cha-cha blocking your lane or saying they this or saying they that. But if you do it all yourself and you know what you're doing, at the end of the day, it's going to be, yeah, well, go ahead and do what you do so I can sue you.
Cool. You know? So,
yeah.
I better be on y'all par when it comes to the paperwork. So.
Yeah, go ahead and take it. I'm going to let you run with it for a minute until I run that cease and desist when I feel like I need a new car. Then I'm not going to run that change, you old nigga.
Straight up. Yeah, I feel that. But, hey, I want to get into this joint. You know what I'm saying? Not much. So can you tell the listeners, you know what I'm saying, the concept and, you know what I'm saying, how it came together?
Okay, not much. Sometimes when you do, I guess they would consider The Chronic like a mainstream album. My heart lies on the hip-hop side of things, you know. So even though I do I might do the high powers and the woo-woo, I still like to go back to the essence and the roots of just beats and rhymes and funky beats and just funky rhymes and just getting down, you feel me, on some freestyle type, rap type thing. And that's what Not Much was. It's just the homie threw the beat up. And I was like thinking of concepts, start writing rhymes and start dropping them down and they start working. And we just let it pop.
Cool, man. So, hey, y'all, for all this, get into that RBX, Not Much. We're going to come right back with him and get some more info.
Walking through the club, that she be on ducks. Roll off the block for the fiends that clocks like that money. No time for you peon thugs. Bougie in the club, X seldom speaks. Holy Mike, say this, they back. Cool show, tune off and move the place round. Unlimited bar tap, shut the club down. He spray off the squash, you mosquitoes. Most my cool padres is banditos. Rule one is to stay on the track, cause when the car goes around, it's bound to come back.
Step up in your gym clothes, take me throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest mofo, so when you see us just drop and roll, it's a 3-on-5.
Wild West like Jesse. Defense stupid, full court press is messy. Call it the return of the number one stunner. The Coyotes ain't ever gonna catch the road runner. Let's strike a match like solar flares again. Tick, tick, boom. Pink mist in the wind. Not him again. Most sequels than Rocky. Bogart cocky. Flyers the Anunnaki. He don't follow rules. They call your boy a psycho. Ha! Thumbsando moonwalk like Michael. Long Beach did it, that's 2 times 10. And never act out cause your boy goes in. Now you can run and tell your friend you used to know me. Then I add you to the list of bitches that used to blow me. X come through and known for the vile. On the cross like Nas, you can hate me now. Hate me.
Step up in your gym clothes, take me throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest one for, so when you see us just drop and roll. Whoa. It's a 3-on-5.
Clockwise, that's tornadic. Clean, free, static, like rap, beam, fanatic. Firestarter, step in the club, hope you're ready. Hot stepper, heat up the flow like Serengeti. Seriously, searing gas, murk them steady. Greedy like extra cheese on my spaghetti. Curb serve them jelly beans, the mini beans in the G-Lane. Simply means those skinny jeans. Burn, notice, step in the blaze, burn for days. Stand mine, watch where you step, it's amazing. Big X, fully in flight. Oh Lord, take off for the wreck and crash like Concord. Outside, I burn them like Meltdown 1. And fully with the business of the meltdown done. Set with no love and meant to disrespect it. Now put that in your mouth and pull it like Phil Spector.
Step up in your gym clothes, then we throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest move first, and when you see us just drop and roll, it's a 3-on-5.
Meditated ENT / who knows? Moving now. The 2016 version. Narrator, the X. You bitch, you.
What's up, y'all? My apologies. I'm having difficulties. You know what I'm saying? That was 3-on-5. By the big homie RBX. My apologies. We're just having a little difficulties over here, but that song was fire. You know what I'm saying? So for those that's listening, we back on the air with RBX. You know what I'm saying? The big homie, the legend. You know what I'm saying? The narrator. You know what I'm saying? So he cooking. And it's going down straight like that, man. So I got another question because you was speaking on, you know what I'm saying, like a battling and this and that. If there was an artist you could battle, just say, like it was a battle league or something like that, who would you like to battle?
I would like to battle nobody because I'm going to tear their head off, and I don't really want to do that to nobody. So I'm going to let them run up like they want it and get it. So I can't just, you know, I'm defense. I'm defense. I'm going to let you pop off first. Like, I ain't said nothing to nobody. I'm a humble dude, bro. I got all these skills. It's like when you go with, like when the avid teach the kung fu student, the secret kung fu technique. You tell them, listen, I'm gonna teach you this kung fu, but it ain't for you to go around being a bully.
Right.
It's just for you to defend yourself. Now, when somebody step to you, woo woo woo, then you kick the shit out of them. Well, that's how I feel with my skills. I feel God gave me this voice, and I got these skills that I, you know, worked on. Woo woo woo. So I don't just go around, you know, jousting with fools. I just be like, I'm on my humble, like, don't make me kick the shit out you, and then they make me kick the shit out of them.
Sure enough. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all ever want to go at X, y'all better be careful. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody here is going to get shot.
Be very, very careful, because I'm not going to start it with you. And you start it, I'm going to finish it.
Word, man. So that's what's up right there. But on another note, you know what I'm saying, on the Chronic, you did the, I guess, the outro, you know what I'm saying, for that. And y'all was, you know, let my phone be the Chronic and this and that. So with you being all over the place, what city or what state, what country has the best strands of marijuana, in your opinion?
California.
Say what?
California, uncut. Home base, Killer Cali.
Killer Cali all day.
All day, homie. I've been all the way to Amsterdam. We got the best weed in the whole wide world. Understand it for what it is. There's something about that salt water coming off that sun with the soil that we got out here, and we're growing poof. Not to mention, the cats that have been doing it for a while, and they branched out. You know, they in Colorado and whatnot, but I've had some poof. Oh, I say California, but Canada has some poof, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I heard Canada got some fire up there.
Mark, man, I was on a tour bus asleep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, man, I got to run. How long did you chop it up? I'm at this little situation. Folks are looking at me like I'm sitting in the car. I'm sitting in the car like it's my office right now, but I'm trying to help my little cousin get her little business thing together, and she's looking at me like...
Oh, it's like, cool. It's cool, big homie. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I understand you got things to handle.
Real cats do real things, man. This ain't no... Feel me? I got a 5 or 6 maids or some shit. Hell nah. I mean, I wish I did, but I don't. So we just got to keep it moving.
Sure enough, man. Hey, but just thanks for coming through, man. You know, so I truly appreciate it, man. And we got you.
Okay. Well, you need to shoot the link or something so I can tell people on Facebook, you know, they can find me at on Twitter at NarratorRBX, or they can go to Facebook. They got me on Facebook as Eric Miller because they wouldn't let me use RBX for some strange reason. They thought it was gang affiliated or something. So I came up with Eric Miller. But I'm on Facebook. I'm Eric Miller. So if the listeners out there want to get at me, when we get some verses done, how we got to do some business, they can just get at me. Or you can get at me. You know how we do.
So enough, I got you, man. I'll be staying in contact with you, let you know what we got going, and I'm going to definitely plug your sites where folks can holler at you at, man. So just keep giving us that fire, and we got you over here, fam. Word.
It's all good, man. You keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to holler at you in a minute. As soon as this album or this mixtape pop off, stay in contact with me now. I'm going to make sure you get something that ain't nobody got.
Okay, for sure. I'm on it, man. All right?
Okay. All right, fam. All right,
peace. All right?
Yeah,
y'all just got finished rocking with the big homie RBX, you know what I'm saying? As you know, just banged his joint 3 Alarm Fire. He got a joint coming out. But if you want to do some business with him, you know what I'm saying, to get some bars or something like that, hit him up on Facebook at Eric Miller. That's ERICCMILLER. You know what I'm saying? So look him up. You can't miss him. You know who he is. And hit him up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Follow him on Twitter, and you can hit him up, you know what I'm saying, at Narrator RBX. That's NarratorRBX. You know, all together, for those that can't spell, is right there. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all hit him up. Hit me up, Tone the Bishop, TONETHABISHOP, all together. Hit me up on Facebook. If you know me, you know me. I ain't going to put my government name out there. But if you know me, you know me. Follow me, dog. Just look up Tony Washington, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's all government. But just hit me up. Hit me on Lakeland, Tone the Machine. You know what I'm saying? It's all that. And be on the lookout for the projects that the camp is working on. Jackpot Jones is home. You know what I'm saying? And, it's going to be some fire coming out. Tone the Bitch, a new album coming out probably 2018. That means, like, soon. But anyway, we got some work. We got bees coming. Y'all be on the lookout. So it's going to be some straight fire out here. But I'm going to bang this last joint. And I will see y'all another time. I got some crazy guests lined up. Business is business. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a blessed one. Easy. Hey, go Warriors. We out.
Meltdown. One.
Bow, 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 bow.
Get down. Rio Beats. Premeditated. Mo's DMD.
Go!
Step up in your chin toes and we throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest move first, so when you see us just drop and roll, it's a 3-on-5.
Baby girl moist and I'll get them thighs up. Like a spaceship when the whip just flies up. Yo bitch shoes, your plan just dries up. Bad little white one like Eon Flux. When I walk her through the club, that she pee on ducks. Blow off the block for the things that clucks. Like that, honey, no time for you pee on ducks. Bougie in the club, XL them speaks. Holy Mike's sake, it's AKKKK. Crucial tune off and move the place round. Unlimited bar tap, shut the club down. He spray off the squash, you mosquitoes. Most my cool padres is banditos. Rule one is to stay on the track, cause when the car goes around, it's bound to come back.
Step up in your gentle, then we throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest move first, so when you see us just drop and roll.
Like Jesse, defense stupid, full court press is messy. Call it the return of the number one stunner. The Coyotes ain't ever gonna catch the road runner. Let's strike a match like solar flares again. Tick, tick, boom, pink mist in the wind. Not him again. Most sequels than Rocky, Bogart cocky, flyers the Anunnaki. He don't follow rules, they call your boy a psycho. Ha, them son don't moonwalk like Michael. Long Beach did it, that's 2 times 10. And never act out cause your boy goes in. Now you can run and tell your friend you used to know me. When I add you to the list of bitches that used to blow me. X come through and known for the vile. On the cross like Nas, you can hate me now. Hate
you. Step up in your gym toes, then we throw that thing up high so they know.
They know
we the hottest one first, so when you see us just drop and roll. Whoa. It's a 3-on-5.
Clockwise, that's tornadic. Clean, free, static, like rap, beam, fanatic. Firestarter, step in the club, hope you're ready. Hot stepper, heat up the flow like Serengeti. Seriously, searing gas, murk them steady. Greedy like extra cheese on my spaghetti. Curb serve them jelly beans, the mini beans in the G-Lane. Simply means those skinny jeans. Burn, notice, step in the blaze, burn for days. Stand mine, watch where you step, it's amazing. Big X, fully in flight. Oh Lord, take off for the wreck and crash like Concord. Outside, I burn them like Meltdown 1. And fully with the business of the meltdown done. Set with no love and meant to disrespect it. Now put that in your mouth and pull it like Phil Spector.
Step up in your gym toes, then we throw that thing up high so they know. We the hottest move first, so when you see us just drop and roll. It's a 3-on-5.
Meditated ENT / who knows? Moving now. The 2016 version. Narrator, the X. You bitch, you.